This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 1, the 72. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this: the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." In my first job as a teenager, I picked raspberries at a farm in Washington State. I can't say it was my first job ever, but it gave me something to do for the summer and provided me with some money to buy baseball cards at the local gas station. More than keeping me busy and giving me a bit of money, though, that job helped to give me a sense of purpose for the summer. Jesus sent out 72 of his followers with a task and a purpose. They went ahead of him to the towns and villages he was about to go to as he brought the good news of the kingdom of God. As these followers went out, they shared the good news about Jesus, and they were even able to heal people and cast out demons. From their reaction, it seems they were also surprised that they could do these things in Jesus' name. But that's what happens when Jesus gives us a job and sends us out with his blessing. Even if we don't feel fully equipped to do what we are called to do, Jesus goes with us and blesses our efforts. The Lord has a task and a purpose for us to carry out. We are his followers on this earth, sent out to share his message with the world. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for sending us into this world to share your good news with everyone we meet. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.